What about now? Are we good?
Are we starting? Is this the beginning?
Silence!
This is why we don't let boys come on our show.
Yep.
Everybody, and welcome to Hustlin' in Heels podcast. I'm Stacy.
And I'm Kaylee.
And thanks for joining us again. Whenever you are joining us, maybe it's Wednesday, maybe you listen to us at 6 in the morning, maybe it's Thursday night and you're popping open a bottle of wine. Whenever it is, we're glad that you're here.
Question, Stacy. Do you listen to our episodes before they air for all of our friends?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
I don't.
I can't help it.
I'm living against every, you know, natural inclination, and I don't listen to it till it goes live.
So they drop Wednesdays.
Yeah.
I listen Tuesday. I'm an immediate gratification person, so I don't have any patience. I can't wait. I just have to listen. It's not like it's going to change anything.
No. Because
if it sucks.
It sucks. But they've yet to suck, so.
Right. So.
Cheers.
We're drinking some wine tonight. Two bottles, but there are three on the table. So there are three on the table because one of our guests brought one.
I did.
Do you hear that voice?
Hey.
it sounds a little manly, and that's because it is a man.
It's the first time anybody's ever called my voice manly. I'm pretty excited about this right now, actually.
Well, all right. Before we do formal introductions for the two gentlemen sitting across from us, I know we're breaking all the rules. We let boys in the studio. Ugh.
Yes.
All right. Before we do that, let's talk about the wine that we're drinking. So you brought one from your mom's cabinet.
Yes.
What is it?
It is a Chardonnay.
We love Chardonnay.
Yeah. It's from, what is it? Hold on. Saint Michel Vineyards, Columbia Valley. It's delicious. So my mom has excellent taste in wine.
It's very good.
So anything she gives me, I know it's going to be awesome. And this one has not disappointed.
Thanks, Kaylee's mom. And I brought one tonight, too. And mine is from Chateau Chantal, which is up by the Traverse City area that I've visited multiple times. Love this winery. And I love the name even more. So we're drinking the Naughty Red tonight.
Dun, dun, dun. Also very good.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. I haven't tried it yet, but I plan on it. And then there's another bottle of wine on our table. We'll see if we open it up. But it was brought by one of our guests. And it is called J. Lore Paso Robles Cabernet Sauvignon. I feel like he brought the fanciest wine he could find.
That sounds so fancy.
He brought the fanciest wine to impress us. Yeah. I'm impressed. You did well. You did well. All right. So the first guy that you heard, the first voice, that is the one, the only, Matt Malone.
Man, thank God I'm the one and only. I tell you. And I have to preface the wine.
All right.
They were so expensive. I spent so much money because I knew that it had to be quality for this. Or I got it from a charitable event, and I decided that I wanted to spend it with you.
I didn't re-gift it.
I saved it. I don't drink wine on a regular occasion.
Okay.
I only use it for special occasions.
Oh, okay.
So I use it when I have special guests come over, you know, whether it be family, friends, whatever.
Gotcha.
But I have a really small house, so nobody comes and visits me. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to go, and I'm going to bring it, and I'm going to share it with my friends.
Thanks.
That's so nice.
And Johnny.
So it's like your emergency wine.
It's
like
my emergency
break glass.
Well, how long has it been in that little house?
No, we got it from the Pink Tie Ball.
Oh, that's not that long.
Yeah, it was only like a month or so ago.
It should have been longer because wine ages better.
Mm. That's true.
Yeah, we
it ages well in the bottle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We don't know anything about that.
Mm-mm.
I don't either.
Mm-mm. So the other gentleman with the smooth voice coming through the microphone, Mr. Johnny Reinhardt.
I feel like I got a better introduction.
You did.
I didn't even need to bring wine for
He's got a voice that sounds kind of like a man. It's Matt. And the smooth voice is Johnny.
I said manly. I didn't say kind of like a man.
Okay.
I said very manly with a camel hat on.
Yes. Did you say camel hat before? I don't think I heard that.
Did she say camo or camel?
Camel. Yes, both.
I appreciate the camel hat.
Good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. So we have these guys in here. Let's talk a little bit about them, and then we'll let them tell their story. So they're BFFs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, we hang out all the time.
They're like, yeah.
Or I just made it super awkward and they had to say
like,
yes.
I said yes. And Johnny's like, ew.
Guess I'll go with that.
Yeah, I'll stay with that.
Okay. And they are also our very, very popular morning radio show host, but they are on different radio stations. So Matt Malone is the morning radio show host for 97.5 Y Country.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You bet.
And Johnny is the morning show host for 98.3 The Coast.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So they're
that smooth.
Smoothest.
Playing all the smooth hits.
So we have some celebrities in the studio tonight, and I was actually like a little bit anxious because they came in here, they threw the headphones on, they like put the mics out like they were pros, because they are. But Kaylee then reminded me that they're sitting on the other side of the table tonight, and we're running the show. So,
and we're 8 episodes in, and I know which button starts record on the first try.
Nice.
So
it only took
there
a couple.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Booyah.
It took me a whole year to figure my stuff out. So
if
that's
I
good.
Could drop the mic, I would, but I can't.
So the other thing that's kind of bugging me right now is that neither of them have wine in their glasses yet, and that's the requirement.
I think I got to go with the naughty red.
I think I'm going to do the naughty red too. I'm feeling a little sassy.
Mm-hmm.
It is good.
But that looks really good too.
Well, plus it's Michigan wine. Mm-hmm. Got to love that.
Yes.
And the pour of it. So see, he's pouring.
See,
you're
the pro. If it's wet,
you
got a
twist
drunk,
in
I'll
the end
it.
There. You got a twist.
Is that how
you
it
do?
Oh.
Yeah, you got a twist. That way you don't get, oh, and I just lied. That's why you don't get a little bit of the, you don't get the drippage.
Uh-huh. You don't just
on
lick
the
side of the bottle.
Right.
You can
strip.
Do that too, but if you want to, that's why,
I'll
tell you
fancy
a secret.
Way.
So you guys pour it, I put a straw
I'll
in the
tell
bottle
you a secret.
And call it good.
Do you know why on the bottom of the bottles they have that little indentation?
No.
For
never
the,
knew
the fancy bottles? That's so you can put your thumb in there.
Oh.
And you can hold your thumb. Look at that.
How about
I've
that?
Got tiny, tiny little hands and I can still do that.
Wow.
They're really small hands.
They're very small.
I never noticed that until you just pointed it out.
Yeah.
The small hands or the bottom of the bottle?
Yes.
Both.
I noticed that you guys gave me the smaller glass just so my hands actually feel normal size. I appreciate that.
We are here to be the most gracious of guests.
So you are probably wondering, why do we have two men in the studio?
I'm wondering the same thing.
Well, besides Stacey? The fact that they, besides the fact that they
pretty much
that,
begged us,
that
but
Matt,
that's fine.
I did. It was me. I did.
Despite the fact that Matt blew up my phone asking to be on the show multiple times.
With proof that I belong here.
With proof
okay.
that he belongs here. And that proof being a picture of him wearing heels.
Yes.
So talk about that event that you were wearing heels for. And that will also provide further evidence as to why you should be here tonight.
Absolutely. Okay, so the event that I was wearing high heels for, and even did a promotional photo shoot for this leading up to the actual event, it was basically a walk in high heels. It's a walk in her shoes is the name of the event. And I think it's such a cool event that really makes a good point. You know, obviously you don't see a whole lot of men walking down the street wearing high heels. And this is something that I just, for me, I haven't had any issues with it, you know, any kind of domestic abuse, but it brings light to that and all of the money that was raised goes towards that and goes towards women's shelters. So it's a pretty cool event. And we're in talks to try to get something started here because I think it's a perfect fit for here, for this region. So
that'd be awesome. And you guys have quite a few ideas related to this topic and other ideas
a lot
as well.
Of them. Yeah.
Ideas men, the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So since you're still talking, let's talk about your backstory. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Oh, man. Well, it all started back in 1986. It was a cold winter day. And
it was 87.
But do you know how biology works?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 86 is when it started.
Oh.
A little bar in Barron, Wisconsin. Anyways, okay. Fast forwarding. I'm originally from Midwest Wisconsin. And we'll get to, because you kind of prefaced me with, I guess, getting a question to think about. So I was born in St. Paul, Minnesota, lived in Midwest Wisconsin for all my life. My mom, I have a twin sister, Elsa, as well. My mom passed away when I was 10 years old and had to do a huge lifestyle change with that. And then at the age of 18, I decided to pursue radio through my college career as kind of an internship and then turned into an actual job and then eventually morphed into a career. Started out in country radio, did pop radio station for 3 years within the same company, and then decided to move to Madison, Wisconsin. Did that, did a little bit of radio there. That led me to my job here. And then I'm lucky enough to do, obviously, the morning show here, but also have a show in Madison as well, too, which is really, really cool. And that's where I met Johnny here, and we're BFFs. And no matter what he says, he can't deny it, and he will be my best friend forever.
Let's hope so.
Matching tattoos? Matching tattoos yet?
No, oh, yeah. I don't have any tattoos.
No, he
actually
fell asleep one time.
I don't. Not that I can see.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a spot on my back I can't see.
It's really sore.
Even with the mirror, so again, it might be right there.
Actually. He fell asleep, and I had a tattoo artist come over. So is that enough detail? You want more detail?
That's pretty good to start. Okay. Why don't we toss it over to Johnny?
All right. Where do you want me to start?
1986,
not quite as much at the beginning as Matt, but I mean,
it was a cold winter in 1986.
It was a warm summer.
No, because I was a summer baby too. Yeah, we're not true, far. We're about like 11 days off from each other. So I'm from Southwest Michigan, born and raised. And basically, I had no clue what I wanted to be when I grew up, besides a TV game show host. I always wanted to do that. Watching Price is Right, watching all those type of shows. You know, even Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
You know, perfect. Regis.
Regis. All of those shows were really things that I always loved, and I always loved watching cartoons as well. So basically, I was going to use my voice for either a game show host or a cartoon. One of the two. That was going to be my career. Mm-hmm. Both of those really haven't panned out, but then I realized I can still do the same thing with radio. Mm-hmm. I can make commercials. I can do different things and do all that type of stuff. And basically, I fell into it out of high school. It was just one of those summer jobs at the local radio station that I thought, well, I need to do something besides mowing lawns and working at a factory or something like that. I don't want to do that. I don't have hand skills because I have tiny hands. So I needed to do something that involved me not really using my hands enough for just pushing buttons and stuff. So that's how I got into radio, really.
And I'll say he does a lot of really great voices. We do fake commercials for our countdown that we do, and he voices them, and every voice is his in the commercial.
What's your favorite voice that you do?
Oh, man. I mean, that's going to be you.
It's like choosing from your favorite children.
Well, you can do that.
It's really hard.
I'm kidding. Children. I like to
create... I use the inspiration as my mother, but it's really my mom's voice just amplified into ridiculousness. So give me something to say, man. What should I say?
How they just do the awards and more.
So we did a commercial a while back. It was your name here, nameplate engraving. And all they did was nameplates on trophies. That's mm-hmm. all they did. It wasn't the actual trophy. They weren't a trophy company or anything like that. All they did was the nameplate. Yeah. And it was, hey, Ma, come check out this trophy I won. How are they going to know if you won if your name's not on it? I kid you not. That's exactly what my mother sounds like. All the time. She's like, Johnny, did you do your laundry? I don't know. My mom is from Decatur, Michigan, so I don't know. I don't know where she got the Brooklyn accent, but somehow it just.
Does she love when you do that?
I don't know if she actually knows that she's the inspiration behind it.
Oh, she does now.
I wonder if she's going to listen to this.
I'm going to send her the link.
She might. She's always wanting to know the stuff that I'm doing, which I love. Yeah, she's always, whether it's videos or things like that, or theater or anything that I did when I was in high school and college, which, by the way, I did theater in high school and college. I forgot to. So let's backtrack to 2006 when I was in high school.
You were in high school in 2006?
Yeah. That's when I graduated.
Holy cow.
When did you graduate?
Yeah. 2005.
Oh.
I'm way.
I also got held back.
We're only a few years apart.
Three times.
You're only.
I'm class of 98.
Yeah, you're only a year or two younger than I am.
Well, age-wise, not sure. I graduated in 07.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maturity-wise, you're miles ahead. I know
obviously,
that already. Yes.
Obviously, yeah.
Okay. I have
just so we're clear on that.
I have four brothers. I'm still talking about me, guys.
Yeah. Sorry. It's all about Johnny.
Are you
it's all
the youngest?
I am the youngest of five boys.
Yes. I can tell that by
you can
just,
tell,
that
but
last
just that
statement.
Guys, I'm trying to...
Guys, I'm still talking over here.
I will say
look
that was...
Look at me with my tiny hands.
Yeah. Tiny hands here, guys. Flashy fingers. Keep watching them. But that's the thing is that, yeah, I guess as being the youngest of five, you have to always try and get your moments of being on stage, basically, or grabbing attention of the other four. And that was my thing, is I would just kind of wait for that right moment. And all of their friends that they went to high school with. I mean, I was my oldest brother's friend's best friends. He hated me when I was when he was in high school.
As older brothers will.
He actually told me I was 10 years old, and he said, and when he graduated high school, and years later, he told me, you know what? You were one of the people I hated in high school. I was like, what? I was 10 years old when you graduated. Is because I stole all of his friends.
Oh.
Have we transitioned to a therapy session now? Because that's kind of what it sounded like, Johnny. Tell us more. Just kidding.
I'm going to need another bottle of wine.
It's going to need some more. So talk about your, we've talked about like how you got there, but talk about the career that you have. I mean, it's a little bit unique, obviously.
Yeah.
You don't, I mean, you guys are the only ones I know that do it. Besides Megan, one of our first guests, obviously, which is Johnny's co-host.
And that's the reason I think I'm actually on this episode, because Megan was on, what, episode 3
Correct.
For you guys. Mm-hmm. And I basically said to Megan and you guys, why was I not mentioned more than like 5 times? Mm-hmm. I kept a tally and there was not only like 5 minutes worth of talking about me.
Right. And I'm still working on becoming Matt's co-host.
Yes.
So that's another reason why I've invited him, just to continue to grease the wheels a little bit.
There we go.
And I mean, I'm always willing to step in too as a guest co-host.
I know you've told me that many, many times.
Just saying.
You're on the list, okay?
I don't know if this list actually exists. I'm not even convinced it does.
It's in my mind, pal.
Yeah, I would say it sounds like the list.
Yeah, he's like, oh, don't worry, you're on the list. It's fine. We'll totally call you. Don't call us. We'll call you.
Yeah. How will you have my number? If it's meant to be, I'll know
it.
I'll just know it.
I'll find it. Social media, yada, yada. Yeah. Right.
There's only a million, billion combinations.
Mm-hmm. You're in the phone book still, right? I'll find it in there.
Totally.
There you go. So I guess for my, are you looking for, I guess, different things that we do with our job, or
what's the favorite part about your job? What gets you up every day?
It's certainly not the paycheck. I know we use that as kind of a joke a lot, but seriously, it's not a paycheck job.
So even more reason why you actually have to have a kind of a passion for this.
Yeah.
Because what time do you get up?
I get up at like 4:30 in between there.
Okay.
Depends. And if it was
do
like
your
a,
hair.
Absolutely,
then
we got to take the curlers out.
He wears a hat every day. He doesn't do his hair.
Right. No, I do. You don't know what's happening under here, Johnny. Okay. So, I mean, for me, there's a lot of different things. I guess growing up, kind of along what Johnny was saying, is you know, liking the opportunity to have make people laugh. You know, make people smile, make their days. I think that's a really, really cool thing. Additionally, I'm very passionate about music. I love music. I love acoustic music, especially. It's really my favorite. But I like helping other people. When I was younger, I had a lot of rough times, you know, growing up and having a lot of people step up and help. And for me, there's no way I can ever repay what had been done for me. So this is one way that I found that I can do that, which is pretty cool.
And you do that a lot.
So, mm-hmm.
I try to. I don't know.
I think that's probably how I initially got involved with the stations that you guys are both on, is through the things you do in the community. And I haven't been involved in a tremendous amount of radio stations across the country, but I feel like that's probably something that makes you unique in comparison to, you know, quite a few.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too, is a lot of people here in our building, we really understand, like, our job is to serve people, like, no matter what. And that can be creating events to raise money for different fundraisers, Pink Tie Ball, for instance, you know, things like that. Or it could be, you know, there's a tornado rolling through. We still got to be in the building. We have to be there. That's our job, to serve you guys, to make sure that you're getting the information that you can always count on to make sure you're safe.
I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. That was I got to be honest. That was way better of an answer than I expected.
I just really like music.
Like, I thought you were going to be like, yeah, I really love music. Yeah.
I just want to be on
that was
radio.
Awesome. Yeah, I know. I'm like, you kind of had me sold.
I want to go back to this tornado thing. For real?
Yes, 100%.
For real. If there is any natural disaster that happens at a radio station, so like if you see all the stories about hurricanes hitting these like islands in the Bahamas, the people that are still there are sitting in the radio station.
Yep.
I mean, you'll hear stories about California wildfires and radio stations that literally will stay until like the Coast Guard and the you know, all of the National Guard and all that literally knocks on the door and pulls them out of the studio, pulls their headset off and takes them, turns off the microphone. Mm-hmm. That's how dedicated those people are. But also, that's the rules.
That's it.
The FCC like mandates that you do that because
it's a public service.
It's a public service. It's the last line of defense for stuff. I mean, because when all that stuff is not working, radio's still working most of the time.
Right. And that's what people are listening to. That's just a great point that I really never thought about.
Do you guys have bug bags? I just learned what a bug bag is. So this seems random. I understand that. You're looking at me like I'm fucking crazy.
Listen, I'm like, great transition. A bug bag.
No, because the one of those like staples that if it's a natural disaster or a zombie apocalypse, for example, they tell you to keep a radio. Like, it's not a cell phone. It's not a wireless router. It's a radio because that's the most, like, primal means of communication, I guess. Maybe primal is the wrong word, but, like, as you're describing that, I'm like, yeah, this makes so much sense.
It does make sense.
Now, well, I do not have a bug bag, for the record. If anyone's listening, I don't. If the world comes to an end with a zombie apocalypse, I just want to
go. I need one, though.
Yeah. No, just, no, that's my time.
Well, so it's just called a bug bag?
Yeah. So one of my coworkers is, like, super, super in, actually, a few of them, it's super into this, and, like, both two of them, their husbands have bug bags, and they're ready if the world ends.
What does
they're...
bug stand for?
I don't even know. I don't know.
See, every time you say, what is it again?
A bug bag.
See, I think of bed bugs, and I would be dyslexic, but I'm like, I really don't want those.
I was like, is that a thing at the end of your bed that you're supposed to just throw the bugs into at the end of the day?
But I'm happy to know. I'm happy to be able to go back and tell them that if the world, if zombies take over, you guys will still be manning your post at the radio.
I'm just waiting for that part in Walking Dead where they go to a radio station and they're just like,
they're missing a huge opportunity. That's what they're doing.
Yeah,
but that's, I mean, that's, again, why they have the rotary-powered radios, you know, to charge them up. And
see, I was, like, only that's half crazy.
I need one of those.
I have not, I mean, I'm, like, one glass, so I was not totally off.
I mean, I'm going to, I think my bug bag is going to include one of those radios that you can crank up.
Yeah.
Lots of snacks. And I'm going to get that gun I was shooting this last weekend.
Yeah, that looked awesome on Facebook.
I saw you were shooting a gun.
I'm going to get that one. I'm obsessed.
All right. If we're going to go on the zombie apocalypse thing.
Yeah.
What weapon is your weapon of choice in a zombie apocalypse?
I don't know what kills zombies because I don't watch any of those.
You got to take their head off.
So, you do.
Well, a shotgun then.
I would do a shotgun because I aim. You don't even need aim with a shotgun.
No.
So, easy.
But you run out of bullets.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to have a tight pattern too. So, it's another issue.
Well.
Okay.
What if you get a 12 gauge that's like a semi-automatic so you can put like three in
there? Oh, there you go.
Oh. Yeah.
Thank you.
Because that's the one I want from Bass Pro. I'm going to go there.
Well, there you go.
Get it. Perfect. And then I'll be ready. So no zombies until this weekend, please.
Yeah. But now you can justify your purchase because you will be able to save your family from a zombie apocalypse.
It's part of my bug bag.
Zombies, please wait until that discount clears.
There's a real great sale coming up. Wait till Black Friday. Man.
All right. So bringing it back to the reason that Hustlin' and Heels exists, we celebrate women.
Yes.
Right.
Celebrate women who work it. So you guys are not women, but I know you know a woman that works it. Mm-hmm. So tell us about like when it's like that, you know, that quick reaction. Who's the woman that jumps to your mind that just inspires you and you look up to?
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I went first first couple of times. Yeah. I'll let you go.
I haven't gotten to talk this whole entire time.
I don't know if you heard your introduction.
I don't know if it's because...
He's such a younger child, isn't he?
He
He's
is.
Like the fifth of five right now.
I have the mind and the hands of a 12-year-old.
Johnny, please tell us
more. Thank you. Shh. Turn off the rest of the mics.
Full attention on you. Full attention.
Ask me the question one more time.
Come on.
No, I'm kidding. I would say, you know, probably one of my biggest like people I go to towards when it comes to needing inspiration or looking from or for advice from is probably my longtime fiance, Jocelyn. I mean, she is one of those people that not only gives great advice to me and keeps me grounded. I don't know how that's even possible because I'm just way up there in the
needing
clouds.
Needing attention. Does she and give you lots of attention? Okay.
She does, but she also tells me when to stop. And she's funnier than I am. She like constantly, I told her the other day that there any job that she has, she's got a bunch of them, any job that she has, she always gives like way beyond 110%. It's like she thinks of the outside the box like things of like, oh, what about this instead of doing that? And it just blows my mind on the stuff that she does. Any job that she's ever had. I mean, we lived out east for like 2 years and she needed a job. She's like, well, I've got, you know, cafe experience and this and this and this. What about a health store? And so she learned all the stuff, all the holistic stuff and medicines and things like that. And now, I mean, I'm just coming off of a cold. And she's like telling me all these different things that I need to do. So basically everything that you just want me to keep talking. Oh, you want to get away from me?
I'm literally like sliding my chair away from you so I don't get sick.
I'm going to stay over in the corner.
Okay, just kidding.
But yeah, so she's probably the biggest inspiration for me when it comes to really anything. I mean, if I need advice about something, and a lot of people go to her too. So, and I've always told her that she needs to charge money like, what's her name? Lucy from Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
The advice psychiatrist, uh-huh. They always go to her. That she always, and if she sees somebody on the street, they will tell her their life story.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an amazing gift that she has. So
she sounds like a hustler.
I was literally just thinking that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you guys talk about a side hustle. She could have like 6 side hustles. I don't know what that would even be called.
Wow. But. So what do you think? What are the qualities? I mean, you talked a little bit about that, but what are some of the, we talk a lot about commonalities that mm-hmm. hustlers tend to have. So mm-hmm. What are some of those qualities do you think that she has that allows her to be the woman that she is?
I think just having a drive, but also organizational skills are huge.
You know, I love planners.
Right? You're speaking Kaylee's language right now.
Jocelyn, we need to be friends.
Right.
It's the having a plan, but it's also the never stop learning. And mm-hmm. you know, you don't stay within your wheelhouse or what you're used to. You gotta get out there and take chances on things. Or if you don't know how to build a house, just read up about it and learn. You know, don't just stop yourself dead in your tracks like, oh, I can't do that. I'm not gonna be able to do that. Because you can. You just gotta learn. Mm-hmm. And we live in an age, especially the way that radio is, how we've been, is that we've had so many different things that we do and all the different stuff that we're learning every single day. And in life now, it's like social media, and you literally can type in anything you want to learn and you will get it. Number one Google search.
Yep. There's a lot of YouTube videos out there too. I'll say that there's, that's I mean, how I've learned a lot I of stuff
I do that,
myself
I
too.
Mean, if I don't know how to fix my car, mm-hmm. which I'm not very good with, if I Google it, there's a video of a guy that's just like me. I have to also preface that I need to put tiny hands.
Yes. Tiny hand mechanic.
You like, do not put that in there.
06 I do. Saturn view.
You know that? You ever watch the videos, the viral videos, the tiny kitchen?
No, I don't have any time for that. But that sounds very interesting.
That's me.
You're tiny hand kitchen?
I wish I was. I wouldn't be in radio if I was doing that. I'd be making a lot more money.
Yep. Oh, the weirdest people make money on so YouTube. Much.
What? Like, have you seen the slime? Or what is that? You
have
know
I
I'm
seen it?
About?
Oh, I've experienced the slime in my house on my brand new carpet. I have experienced it.
Oh.
You know what, though? You can use white vinegar and pour it on the slime that's mm-hmm. caked into your carpet for the last 5 days that you didn't know about and you thought was a piece of salami on your carpet after you looked behind the table when you were vacuuming. Oh, yeah. And then when I went to go pick it up thinking, why is there a piece of salami on my it's white carpet? Mm-hmm. No, it was slime. You can put white vinegar on it and let it sit and then wipe it right up like
see,
it never
you
was there.
You should make a YouTube channel showing
you
how
should.
To clean up slime and then you would be like...
You would. You're
I,
jumping
I
on that
Pinterest.
Train.
I went on Pinterest and that's they told me how to do it. So it's not
so
a secret.
So someone else already
yeah,
did
somebody
already,
it's not my secret. I'm not a homemaking person. I don't know anything about doing anything at home. Cooking, cleaning, none of that. I have to go look on Pinterest.
Look it up on YouTube and Pinterest.
I love
you
Pinterest,
learn everything.
I do. Pinterest is my YouTube. I agree with you.
I have Pinterest, and it's a thing I go to for anything. But like you're talking about slime, speaking of hustling and businesses and stuff like that, my 11-year-old niece is she's starting a business where she's selling slime. So if you want to get on the ground floor of investment.
Talk about a hustler.
But no, she, you know, with kids, there's always different, you know, you try to figure out what's going to grab their attention. And that was the one thing. I was like, what do you like doing? And she's like, oh, I make slime. And so I was like, you know, you could sell that.
Yeah.
You start a business. And she's like, well, what do I do? And then so I started talking to her about business stuff, and it was going way over her 11-year-old head. But
so I love that you're talking to her about business stuff, though, right? I mean, yeah. I think that, again, we celebrate women who work it.
Right.
And that needs to happen more often.
Yeah.
Where we are encouraging young girls to take the initiative because they have amazing ideas. And then they just have to be encouraged to go out and take advantage of those ideas and act on those. So
yeah.
I love Uncle Johnny, right?
She's your niece. Uncle Johnny.
Uncle Johnny
is the Funkle.
Yeah, well,
the fun uncle.
Keep working it on that angle because.
Funkle? The Funkle. You don't know the Funkle?
So what's the aunt, the fant? That's the version for aunt. Like,
it's either an aunt you don't like very much or
I don't know.
Is that me? I'm a fant.
Are you a fant?
You can't be the cool aunt because you'd be the cant. Yeah, that wouldn't be good. But the
how
funkle.
About the hant, the hip aunt.
I think you're losing it.
I feel like this is going off the rails a little bit.
But, all right. But I will say, like you said, about the telling her what to do and teaching her business stuff. I mean, instantly, she went from being combative with her family and trying to, you know, make a mess and do all this and argue with her siblings. And then I was like, hey, what about slime? And she instantly was, like, focused on that. Mm-hmm. And no more arguing with little sisters or things like that. She instantly, and she emails me, like, once a week. She's like, hey, so I'm selling five slimes. Today
sales are up 5%.
Sales are up 5%. She's telling me all these things, and I was like, "She said, what do I call it?" And I was like, "You haven't even gotten past the research and development stage yet, so you got to work on that. You don't have a product yet, so you can't sell it until you have the product."
As they would say on Shark Tank, "This is a hobby. This is not a business yet."
Right?
Okay.
I love Shark Tank.
It's great. Yeah.
But she, you know, she sold like five of them, and I said, "I want some." No. So now, if you guys want it,
I would actually like some
pick
slime.
Your colors, and I'll have some for you next time
pink.
I see you.
Slime is not allowed in my house.
Okay.
Well, anymore. It was.
Bob, can we have slime in the studio?
Oh, I'm hey, say remember no
we mentioned
one.
Bob.
Hey,
one.
Hey, remember Bobby? I don't call him Bob because we grew up together and went to school together. So I prefer the more colloquial term. I don't think I said the word right.
Yeah,
but Bobby, I think, I'm talking about you right now. You big stud.
I think we need to bleep out that
no, what is said. Bob is, what is his name? Where's his nameplate?
So here's Bob's nameplate. He is the fucker in charge of you fucking fucks.
Can we don't get to do that in radio.
I was going
to
say, I have not heard a curse word like the whole time we were here.
We don't cuss.
No. We're innocent.
Is there a limit to the amount of swearing? Because we do podcasts and things like that, but we try to
keep explicitly rated.
Okay, can we do this? We don't get to do this on our job. Can we just on the count of three?
Well, one time?
Yeah. Well, we can do. You want to do three in a row?
You guys, you have to place it naturally.
No. Okay. Yeah. You can't.
You guys are trying too
hard
right now.
God.
You're
did
trying
it.
No,
way
you can't
too hard.
Do that.
Just like a man to just
I
try
know.
To put something where it doesn't belong.
Way in there.
No, it was just more of like expressing myself that I don't normally get to do. Okay. So I just felt
so
like.
So now
it.
You just we have unleashed Kay. The gates.
We're
you
gonna
can
do this.
Weave it in wherever it's fucking natural.
You, perfect. I love it.
Hey, you know what? You should talk about because you've discussed this before. The fine that you will get if you actually do it on the air.
Yeah, if you do drop a word that is not okay with the FCC,
you
like
get see, it, and now you've like even
see,
filtered
you
yourself.
You could have dropped
basically,
it. Right there.
Yes, well, because there's more than one word.
Okay,
you get a $10,000 fine personally.
So if you ever
personally,
you guys remember George Carlin?
Yeah, the
he
seven
had
words.
The seven words you can't say. I don't
my
remember
Uncle George.
Oh yeah, you're right. So
oh, I just
it?
Looked at you like, really?
It's
what?
I wish. It's what? It's fuck. It's shit. You can say damn, but you can't say goddamn.
Really?
Bitch, you can get away with.
Bitch, you can say. Yep.
I think you can get away with that.
Dumbass is okay.
Dumbass is okay.
That is really interesting,
is
and
really
we're gonna we're gonna circle back to that in a second.
You can say ass,
that.
But you can't say asshole. I don't remember the other one.
But on this podcast, you can.
Okay.
But circle back. Go
yeah,
circle
we're
back.
Gonna circle what? Back because of all of those words, one is referring to a woman in a really rude way.
And that one's okay.
And that one's okay. So FCC, we have some Hustlin' and Heels has some issues
some
with
some issues with that. Why do you I mean that's very interesting.
It is.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know because the only other term for that word is a female dog.
Right.
But how many times in radio are you ever going to use that terminology? And I've never known anyone, a veterinarian or a groomer or anybody related to dogs, ever say, eh,
it's a good looking bitch you got there.
You gotta take the
never.
Yeah.
Never.
How's the bitch's
That's right.
Bowel movements? How's that going? Have you checked the bitch's temperature? Is that
how often do you walk the bitch?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
No, because if someone were to overhear you saying that, yeah, they would get pissed
exactly.
Thinking you're talking about your wife or your girlfriend
right,
or whatever.
Right. How many puppies did the bitch have last night?
That's right. Well, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't work and it doesn't make any sense. No. So I would say that word needs to be stricken from the.
That's why you guys are allowed on this podcast.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
Agree with us.
You bet.
All right. Absolutely. So, Matt. Who
yes.
is the woman that inspires you that you look up to?
Well, first I want to circle back to Johnny has a niece. I also have a niece. She's 4 years old. She doesn't make slime. She eats slime.
Oh, okay.
So very similar.
I've got a customer.
There you
look
go.
At that.
There you go. There's a market. So I've got two because this I grew up with four women in my household. You know, growing up, but the one that's been with me the entire time was my old womb mate.
Roommate.
Yeah.
That is so cute.
My twin sister. She is awesome. She's my best friend. She's the one person that I always go to if I have any, you know, advice that's needed. You know, Jocelyn as well, too. And I will say that Jocelyn is pretty badass, too. And when I first moved here to this area, I didn't have any friends. I didn't have anybody. You know, just coworkers and so a couple people that I'd hang out with or whatever. But Jocelyn would always be like, hey, come over and have dinner with me and Johnny and let's hang out or whatever. And that's what led to me and Johnny. Being
I like
best
that you
friends.
Included and Johnny.
And Johnny.
Yeah. Well, dinner with me.
Well,
Paul,
Johnny's going to be here.
And Johnny.
Johnny, and he's busy and he's got stuff going on. And Joss was too. And still is. But she's the one that's like, you know what? He needs to come over and get out of his house because
that boy needs some friends.
Yeah.
So she was kind of like the matchmaker.
Yeah. Basically,
I guess. Aww. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Matt's like personality. I think one, it was because when I moved out east, I didn't have any friends. So when I moved back home, I made it a point that if I knew anybody that came to the area, I would become their friend, and especially people that I work with. And I've done that with the guys that I work with, and especially him because you know he came from only about 8 hours away, but he didn't have any really friends when he came here and no connections. So I made a point to say, hey man, you don't need to, you know, go home.
You don't have to be lonely anymore.
You don't have to be lonely.
Oh.
Come here, buddy. Come
in.
For
bring, it in.
Yeah.
Bring
it in.
Bring that big beard
you
in
know,
here.
I actually remember when you moved here too, Matt, because like they set the bar so high, like the hype surrounding who the new morning show host
when was
going to be.
When was that?
A year and a half ago.
Oh, that's it?
Was it really?
Yeah, they made a huge deal.
Oh, it was a huge
deal.
Which was weird, like, for me, because not...
Like,
you're a big deal.
They wouldn't even tell me who, like, what your name was. Were you a man? Were you a woman? Like, it was this big secret.
Because they didn't know.
Trust me. I started at that radio station, like, 12 years ago, and I left and came back. And they did not make a big deal about it as much as they did when he came here.
Oh, yeah. There was hype.
They were like, when I came back, they were just like, you might remember this guy.
He has tiny hands. He's back.
The world's smallest hands are back. No, it was
you were like, guys, listen to me.
It was like kind of a secret, but then it was like, you might remember this voice or you might not. Who really cares? You're stuck with him anyway.
They're still running that promo on the air too to this day. Yeah, well, that's cool. That's good to know, I guess. That's weird, but
I will say
flattering.
I don't know if you guys ever do this, but I was guilty of doing this, becoming Facebook friends with Matt before I physically met him.
Yep. I had a lot of people add me on Facebook before I even moved here.
Well, no, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I needed you on Facebook after.
You did.
I needed to assess first and then.
Then
we became Facebook
friends.
But I'm so glad I did because then I got to see your shopping cart today from your trip back from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
A shit ton of chocolate milk today.
Dude, I love it. It's the best. If you want good chocolate milk, that's where you go.
All right. So let's talk about that because Matt had a pretty exciting weekend.
I did.
Talk about it.
Well, let me. Can we circle back to the ladies again one
more
time?
Oh, yeah. So we have we haven't even answered that whole thing. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Your roommate, what is her name?
Ashley.
Ashley.
Yeah. So Ashley, she's
awesome.
Very, very cool. Johnny, again, him and I are such good friends. He actually came back to my hometown for a weekend so I could just show him and be like,
hometown dates, like Bachelor.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, it was cool. So it was just like.
It was just like The Bachelor.
It was exactly like that. Exactly.
I'm still waiting for the fantasy suite.
Yep. Saving the Rose.
That's week 12.
Saving the Rose.
So, did you choose to forgo your individual rooms? Thank you, Chris Harrison.
I did.
So Johnny came back and he's been able to meet my sister, meet my family and stuff. So he kind of knows how she is. But she is a mom of two, Abigail, who's my 4-year-old niece, and then Jaden, who's my 6-year-old nephew. And then my brother-in-law is John. He's from South Africa. He's a cool dude as well. Really, really great guy. Just a really, really great family. But he's a farmer. So he is going a lot in the fields and mm-hmm. working on stuff. So, you know, it's a lot of work for my sister with having two kids, which she's done great at. But she also has another job, her own business that she has contracted through a company in Canada. So she's always going. She's running marathons. Like, she's awesome. She's
you guys know good women.
She's a badass chick, man. She really, really
anybody
is.
That can run a marathon is awesome in my book.
Right.
Do you know Kaylee?
I do know that. That's why I said it.
Oh, okay. I see.
But no, it's pretty, I mean, it's a daunting task.
Yeah.
One, I have no attention span to even focus for that long amount of time, mm-hmm. let alone physically run that.
Right. Right. Exactly.
What about girls that do Spartan races? Do you like them too?
That's pretty awesome.
Even more so because
even more so, Kaylee.
You run through mud. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Well, I'm going to break stuff. I'm going to
obstacles,
climbing over walls.
No.
I've done the Tough Mudder.
See,
and the girls on my team were kicking ass.
I can't do the Tough Mudder. Here's why. So I'm a Spartan girl.
Okay.
There's a reason I can't do the Tough Mudder, and it's because they electrocute you, and that's
bullshit. Yep. That sounds awful.
It's pretty bad.
They electrocute you? No way.
Yes, they do. Yep. And the Tough Mudder, you get fucking electrocuted.
Why
is that not on a T-shirt? I got fucking electrocuted, man.
I was doing the military crawl, and they do it where you're in water, and then there's barbed wire going across over the top of you, and there's like four lanes of people, mm-hmm. and it's
and they
it's face to ass is basically what it is, you know, one after another.
No,
but there's somebody in the front far lane, and they get zapped. You can feel that in the water.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
oh man,
yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. See, in the Spartan, you just have to crawl through the barbed wire 200 yards. You do not get electrocuted.
Okay. You're doing a trifecta this year, though. Oh my God.
You are?
I don't know.
No,
I
mean, you
are.
Oh,
no.
Oh, that just got so loud.
I'm doing the sprint.
Running hot.
I'm doing the middle one. Okay, I'm a little bit scared of the beast. But here's why. I'm not scared of it because I don't think I can do it. I'm scared of it because I don't know what to do with my insulin pump during the time.
Oh, okay. So that's a legitimate.
I can take my insulin pump off. I'm not supposed to take it off for longer than an hour. All right. Well, when I did the one last year, I took it off for a couple hours. Fine. And then I'm going to do the mid-range one. I'm going to take it off for like 4 or 5 hours. Okay. But then if I do the beast where you're running like 13 miles plus all the obstacles.
Yeah.
I just don't know what I'm
going to
do
about
that. So
why do you have to take it off? That might be a really silly question.
Because the insulin pump gives you continuous insulin.
Yeah.
So there's two different times that I need insulin. One is like continuous.
Okay.
And then the other one is if I'm going to eat anything.
Okay.
So I could run really, really high through that whole time, which isn't awful. So I guess I could take it off for that, but I could run really low. So I have to like have sugar stuff with me.
Yeah.
And I don't, it's really expensive. So it's
right.
Not
you don't
like,
want to like damage it.
Well, it's not like I can wear it while I'm racing because you're climbing over walls, you're going through water and it's just like, I don't know, maybe I could like tape it to my stomach, but you're like going over things and I got like all roughed up when I ran it. Yeah. So anyways, it's not about me.
I'm going to guess that there are other women who have overcome this. So yeah, listeners,
that's the only thing that's holding
help.
Me back,
we need
honestly.
Some suggestions.
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of tricks because or if things. Yeah.
I've never had my insulin pump off for longer than 3 hours.
Yeah.
So if I'm like racing for 6 hours,
no,
I'm
that's
just
a
little
long time.
Nervous
Absolutely.
About that. So,
all right.
So I'm not nervous because of the physical exertion.
That's a legit reason to be nervous. Yeah.
So I just want you guys to know my sister has officially landed from Las Vegas. So she's home now. So there you go. She just texted me.
Good.
There you go. Again, best friends. All right. Anyways, and I got one more. Is it okay if I say one more?
Please do.
All right. So my Aunt Ruth Ann is a big time badass. Like, she's a big hustler. She is one of the hardest working women I've ever met in my life. Military woman. And then not only that, being a single mom, working her way through nursing school.
Wow.
And then being a nurse on top of that. And her son, Miguel, is 17 years old. And just the things that she's done and been able to do on her own. She's a badass bitch. She's awesome.
Sounds like we have three more people that would be awesome to feature on Hustlin' and Heels. Absolutely.
If you can get them here from Fall Creek in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, they would love to do it, I'm sure.
You underestimate us. We have phone.
Please look at our studio. Yeah.
That is true. This is very legit.
So back to your aunt, though. We last week, so you listened, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
We featured another badass nurse.
Oh, he said it's on his list, man.
It's
I
on
know
my
you
list.
Listened.
I listened because when I was up to Madison.
He didn't listen to the first couple episodes.
Did you just use air quotations? List.
It's on my list. It's on my it's on my actual iTunes. I'm subscribed.
Oh, thank
I subscribe.
Okay. All right. Anyways, we talked to the ultimate badass nurse, and we got a whole new glimpse into what that life is about. So I have mad respect for anyone, one, that is a nurse, but two, that is going through school to become a nurse, especially while they have children and everything else. So
exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She's very, very awesome. And she's been a great part of my life. And very, very lucky to have such a cool aunt. So you guys say aunt. I say aunt.
Well, I actually almost said aunt like you did, but I'm like, no, that's faking it. Like, I don't say it like that. So
I will say, he was asking me, he was like, you know, because you guys had asked this question of inspirational women, and he was asking me, well, who should I think of it?
He said my aunt.
And I said, no, you're, I first said your aunt in my very
because
Michigan
you said
accent.
It in the right way.
And then I was like, wait. I mean, your aunt.
Yes.
Aunt.
So I didn't know that people from Wisconsin said aunt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so the way I was raised, it was, you know, an aunt is something you step on, an aunt is someone in your family. Huh.
This is also why we're friends, but we also battle and we'll be friends forever because of this, is because we will always battle on the towns that we're from.
Enunciation, Eau Claire.
Right, because you guys are from this. Same spelling of the town, but different pronunciation. So describe that.
It's like you guys are
so
like bestie soulmates.
Yeah,
like
he's like what, 10-15 minutes from Eau Claire.
Yes.
Wisconsin.
God, that's not how you say
it. I am from.
It is.
Right?
It is.
It is Eau Claire.
That's
French.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, it's
French for city of Clearwater. That's what it is.
Okay.
There it is.
Hey, it's your story, man.
It's the French story.
Well, fuck the French.
Okay, there it is.
Go America.
Well, for fuck is that French. Is so, most, I mean, it makes sense.
That is the most American thing I've ever
heard. It is.
I mean, seriously, nobody likes the French, right?
I like French fries and French toast.
You know, America.
They're fucking,
fucking
pansies.
I will
let's just say it. I used to be a history teacher. I know all about the fucking French and their lack of.
But if you think about
lack
it.
Lack of gusto.
America
Sorry.
Still would not have existed if the French would not have helped finish it off.
Very true. And they gave us the Statue of Liberty.
And,
super cool.
And I like the French. One.
And
Kaylee's
and.
Trying to regain all of our French listeners right now.
Yes.
Like,
this is international.
I'm like, fuck
so.
The French. Who knows cordon
no,
bleu?
Like,
hey. Who the fuck cares about that?
It's delicious.
So I took French all through high school and a little bit of college. I can remember little of it now.
Je m'appelle Raoul. Or Matt.
That your name is not Raoul.
It was in the class, okay? Let's not get into details.
Je m'appelle Brigitte. Was my name.
Oui, oui.
Oh, I took Spanish.
But the art. Really, the French have my heart because of their museums and the art that they have. Like, I've never been to Paris, but it's on my bucket list. To see the Louvre is... I've heard many, many contrasting stories of what Paris, the city, is like. And hey, if any listener wants to pay for my ticket, I will give you a like real world account. That'd be cool.
And a bumper sticker.
Yeah, some pictures. But the art would be worth dealing with any other negative thing.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, you know they designed Washington, D.C., right?
Mm-hmm.
La Font Plaza.
Yeah. So you every time you go to DC and you're driving, you're like, fuck the French. Yeah, God
damn this place.
I'm stuck in traffic again.
I used to work in DC and live in DC.
The traffic is ridiculous,
which is why you have to take the metro. And one of the connecting stations is La Font Plaza. So that is the creator of the architect of DC, which was created on a grid system. And so, yeah, that's the guy. I learned something.
Dude, we should do a history podcast. I love history.
And we can do a French podcast.
Yeah.
I can sing Frère Jacques. And that's about all I got.
Everybody would love that.
You got to carry the rest of it, Kaylee.
It can just be history according to us.
History according to us.
Actually, that's kind of a good idea.
That's a good...
I'm an idea man.
Hey, Bob. How about another podcast?
Bobby.
See? Twice.
Hey, you know who we haven't talked about?
We won't even say his name. Wait, are you sure we haven't?
We haven't talked about him. Hey, Mike, remember that one time last week when you didn't leave us a Post-it note, and then this week again you didn't leave us a Post-it note?
And you know what? The worst part is you were here.
Yep.
You were here when we got here, and you still
here's
didn't.
The other worst part. Sitting right in front of this computer is a stack of blank Post-it notes and a pen. So, just saying.
Yeah.
I mean...
You do have a cute dog, Mike. Though, so
I mean, if you don't love us, that's fine. Just tell us, but don't leave us on shit.
So you have a cute dog, too?
He does. His name is Skip.
Mm-hmm. Man, I like love Skip. Dogs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
Skip gets to be in the studio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool stuff.
All right, so it's that time.
Yeah? Social share?
It is.
Okay. Now, we're getting so good at this. We prepared these gentlemen.
Did. Actually, I was prepared from listening to the episodes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, I did. I also knew.
I also knew about that.
Oh, you did?
Because I've listened to a few of
you were listening.
Episodes.
Big deal.
I was listening. See, the great part about a podcast is that you can take them wherever you go.
Yes, you can.
And with you whenever you're doing, you can pause it. I literally was doing laundry, and I had it sitting in my kitchen on my iPad, and I hit pause, went downstairs, did the laundry, came back up. Hit play, so I didn't miss a thing.
And let me just say too,
and
you
I subscribed.
You two came to Madison with me. Aww. You were with me in the car.
I enjoy Madison.
Wait, it's before we talk area. About that, I know I realize that we might be running a little bit long. I really wanted Matt to talk about his trip.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
That's in the extended cut.
That's right.
That is only available to
if you subscribe.
If you subscribe,
it's only time.
And you.
All right, so
send me a bottle of wine.
So my trip to Madison was that was primarily based on the other station that I work for having one of their events. It's called the Storytellers Jam, which is really cool. But I started off by going there on Friday. My best friend lives there. I used to live there, so we got to spend a lot of good time together, hanging out, and we went and saw Lee Bryce on Friday. Which was great.
Very cool.
Really cool shows. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of people in there because it wasn't like a big arena. It was, you know, a little bit more personable. Mm. So really great show. Had a fun time. And then Sunday was the Storytellers Jam. And basically what they do is they have four or five artists, national recording artists, that you have no idea who they are. No clue who they are. And they keep it a secret. I had no idea. I do the acoustic show on Sunday nights there, which is exactly what this is, and I had no idea. So the only two people knew, my boss and the sound guy. So it was a really cool experience to just see that. But all of these artists that come out are all just playing acoustic. And so they brought everybody out, and it was Walker Hayes, which is, he's extremely talented, very funny, just a really, really chill dude. Carly Pierce, who's one of the best voices in country music and in music in general. She's just so awesome. And the other cool thing, so this is Hustle in the Heels. Let's highlight how great Carly Pierce is. She's been doing music in Nashville for over 10, 12 years. And she's finally got to break through. And she's busted her tail and busted, you know, everything to get to this point in her career. So she's a badass chick too. So she is finally breaking through and just really, really great. The next person was Chase Bryant. Very, very good voice.
Very cool.
Great guitarist as well. And then... somebody that was here in our area here last summer for the Barron County Youth Fair was Brothers Osborne, and they were amazing. Now
I've been listening to them ever since your post.
Yeah. Oh, they're amazing. They're so good. Mm-hmm. And they're great guys. I hung out with them after the show a little bit and talked to them a little bit because their older brother, Jimbo, works at the nuclear plant.
Yeah. I heard all about that today on the radio station.
That's right.
I was listening to you, Matt Malone.
Which is cool. So there you go. Thank you. You could have been talking
with him if you were his co-host.
You could have. Well, yeah. I was in Madison, so I was doing it remotely. Okay. So.
I mean, I do get to talk to both of these gentlemen every Wednesday morning as part of my institution that I work for. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it could be more.
I will say,
do you really want to work with somebody all day, every day?
Just in the morning before I have to go to my other job.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here you go.
See, Matt, it happens, though.
See, Matt already said that he already told me on a separate conversation that he really only warms up between the hours of 9 and 10 in the morning.
Right. So, exactly.
So I'm really good in the very early morning hours before I have to be at my other job. Mm-hmm. So I could carry the show in that part.
That's how I am. That's how I am. I literally have figured out that just because I don't like waking up in the morning doesn't mean that I can't be ready to go, because the people that we talk to, they feel the same way. They're like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed.
See, why do people feel like that? I love mornings so much.
Oh, I hate it.
I love mornings.
Oh my God, I love it. The hours between 5 and 7 o'clock in the morning are my favorite hours of the entire day.
I get so much done.
I get my best ideas. Love it.
For sure. Mm-hmm. My brain. Well, maybe the caffeine. I don't know. Mm. But
I love it. So, Brothers Osborne.
Yep. So what?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. The one thing that I did, one of the big things that I took away from it too, is John Osborne, who's the amazing guitarist, better than Chase Bryant, and Chase is pretty damn good. John used to play for Carly, and John was the guy that kind of came up with all the guitar licks for all of Carly's songs, because again, they too have been in Nashville for a long time and finally broke through.
So, 6 degrees of separation.
Don't you love that?
Don't you love the stories of how they just they're hustling, they're working their ass off, and finally they break through. I love that.
And that's the whole point of the Storytellers Jam, is to get those stories and learn about these songs and learn about the music and the artists themselves and what led them to where they're at. It's just, it's my favorite. Like that is what I thrive on, and I just enjoy it so much.
And then you drove back all the way here just so you can get to our podcast
to be here
tonight.
On time. Absolutely. Thanks. Like, what time are you leaving? I'm like, I need to be back to record this.
Right. Yes. And you made a stop, got some chocolate milk.
I did, yep, which I did put on Facebook as a social share. Uh-huh. That's not going to be my social share,
though. Okay, all right.
I will say this is the second time that you mentioned the chocolate milk, and I'm wondering if you want the chocolate milk.
I can't. I'm a diabetic. But I would love it.
To look at it?
I would love to look at it.
You want to go grab it?
I've already seen it in the picture. In my pre-diabetic life, I loved chocolate milk.
You can hold it in your hands. There's a bottle in the car right now.
Can I just smell it? Can I just smell it a little bit?
You could smell it. You could smell the chocolate milk.
Is that weird?
No, it's not weird.
Not at all.
You guys, that's totally weird. Stop saying no. That's not weird.
No, we're
I have smelled much, much stranger things.
Yeah. And we're certainly not going to take pictures of you smelling chocolate milk either.
Yes, you are.
That's going to be our social share.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to do a Facebook fucking live of it.
I will.
Yeah.
You're going to ruin my reputation.
What is
do
she
it,
doing?
Do it, Stacey. It's not weird
She's
at all.
Yeah,
it's totally okay. Everybody does this.
She is a chocolate milk smeller.
Milk sniffer.
She's a dirty milk sniffer.
Dirty milk
sniffer. Caught you again.
Good. Somebody make sure she's not huffing the milk again.
Is that what the what your superlative in high school was the most likely
to huff milk?
You guys, I almost just snorted and I held myself back. Like it was so close, the snort was so close when I stopped.
You always hear about the white milk mustache. My golly, that's how she was all growing up.
She had chocolate milk coming out of her nose.
Chocolate milk around her nose.
Such a milk sniffer.
That's right,
girl.
Pours milk in a bag and
what's milk sniffer in French? Do you know
they
that?
They don't know. All they know
lactose
is lactose
sniff.
Good times. That was fun.
All right, social share.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right,
who's going first?
I'm gonna go first, and then Johnny can talk. But mine was
he wants to talk the least.
He
I was
does.
Say he just looked at you like fine.
I know.
Whatever.
I know.
Like God damn
I
it,
I told
Matt.
Him in the car. That I have to go last.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
I have to go last.
And he talks a lot longer than I do, too, so I figured I'd give him the
You've
more
been
opportunity.
Talking this whole time.
I have.
I've
I have,
gotten like
I have.
20 minutes out of this whole entire podcast.
All right. So my social share is a really cute video, because I do like cute animal videos, and I don't usually share cute animal videos, but, you know, this is really cool. So this one was a fox that was riding on top of a turtle.
Oh, I
just
saw
was
that.
Walking. Yeah,
I saw that
yes,
one.
The one that I shared.
Oh, that's super cute.
It was just super cute. But there's other animals in here too, like a fox and a dog that are, you know, just playing around. So it's a cute video, and it just made me happy. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, right? right? I can be happy.
I like that a fox riding a turtle made you happy.
It did. It was like super. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
You're so such it's like a
simple
big
man.
It's
like
I am.
It was a big turtle, right? Because I
it was
it.
A huge turtle. No,
it actually was a pretty cute video.
Yeah,
let's check it out.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't? Here, let me just pop it up because it's right here. I'm going to turn the music down, though, because it's really loud. All right. And
look, he still has the pop socket that we put on his
phone. I do.
Phone.
I had to explain to everybody, like, I didn't do this on purpose, but I'm really glad he did.
You didn't do this on purpose?
Well, no. Okay, I didn't mean it like that. I meant it's like, I didn't choose to do this. I was suggested to do this, and
we
I'm really
happy.
We
basically put
Stacey
it on,
put this on
for
my phone.
You basically put it on for me, but I always followed it up at the end, and I said, I am very happy that I have this.
Thank you.
It is.
I won't use one of those.
Why not? I have one in my purse. Do you want one?
Like, I won't use one of those.
Why not?
Until I get a Hustlin' and Heels pop.
Oh, done.
You know what we did just order, though?
Wine glasses.
There you go.
Okay, I'll take one of those.
Yeah, well, they're not in yet, but they will be.
I'll still take one. Then you got to order the pop sockets.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Totally.
All right, so this is.
Oh, yeah.
Just very simple, you know?
One of those mindless things that just makes you happy.
That's very nice.
Right. Like, what is that fox doing on that turtle?
That is
I don't
true.
Know.
Like, why is he on
or
there?
Is that a tortoise? Is that a tortoise?
I know. Always like the unlikely friends and unlikely companionships of animals.
That
whether
is
it's
good.
Dogs cuddling with cats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
cute.
It is very cute.
Or a monkey with a dog. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that. It's really cool stuff.
Yeah. All right. Am I next?
Yeah.
Okay. I shared something today.
Was it?
It's a meme.
Okay, was it chocolate milk?
Actually, it's not even a meme. It's just a little like Pinterest thing that I found, and I just really like the whole meaning behind it. So it says, "Anything is possible with a little grit and hustle," which is so true, right?
So true.
I mean, as women,
yep,
we hustle obviously, but the grit part is what really speaks to me because you have to be willing to get in there, to get dirty, to get your hands dirty, to do the work that's necessary, and just to have the nerve to do things.
Yeah. Now, to be clear, for me, we're talking about figurative dirt, not literal dirt, right?
Both. Both. I'm
like, I'm
back.
Up for a challenge,
so
but
like,
you got that mud.
My
me.
28, my is it 27? What year is it? Literally,
it's
I don't know.
2018.
2018.
That's what happened. Kids, that's this is why you don't sniff milk. Right there.
This is a public
right
service
there.
Announcement for all you milk sniffers. Stop now.
Kaylee, is this an intervention? God is that damn. What we're doing
yeah,
actually?
It is. Okay.
I forgot what year it was. I swear I didn't get a concussion.
The milk does that to people.
It really
they time lapse.
It's the calcium, the high amounts of calcium you get.
I don't even know where I was going with that.
Well, I think it was something about one birthday that might have been dirty.
Dirt, yeah.
Maybe?
Dirty 30.
Birthday that might have been
dirty.
Dirty
30. Like figurative dirt versus real dirt.
Oh,
there
I
it is. There it is.
I remember. So what I was saying is, so going back to the gun that I want to buy.
Yes.
So this is my year that I'm going back out into the woods. So I'm going to go turkey hunting. I'm going to get
there
a turkey this year. I'm going to get a deer this year. I'm gonna get a bunch of shit.
There you go.
You should be involved in the Matt Malone Sportsman's Tour.
Should.
Why am I not?
Well, because we just finalized some of the details here, so it's gonna be released here real soon.
Okay. Well, can I be a part of it? I'm already gonna be a part of the other cool super project that you're working on.
Yes, you are.
You can be part of it.
Yes, you can come. Come and.
I have a camel hat. I have camel bibs. I have a gun that I'm gonna go buy at Bass Pro because I really want this gun to shoot some. Stuff this year
there
but anyway so that's I mean that kind of speaks to me because I'm ready to get back out into the woods because it's been a long time. I grew up hunting. I have a huge hunting family. I have a bajillion uncles and a dad and a brother that really likes to hunt, so I'm ready to get back out there. So that I mean
yeah
the whole great dirt part,
I love it.
Ready.
I love it.
Okay.
That's, I'm so happy that you're gonna go do that.
I did some skeet shooting this weekend, and
I like skeet. Like I'll shoot skeet. I don't hit them.
I've never shot skeet before.
You
so
haven't? Oh my god!
Oh,
it's so
sorry,
much
talked
fun.
About that.
So much
fun.
So I mean, it's just a blast, and then it just gets you excited. So my uncles and my dad and my brother are going on a snow goose hunting trip in a couple weeks, but I can't go because. I'm a mom, and it falls on Easter and
responsibility. You're hustling, man.
Bring him with.
You're hustling.
Normally, give
the kids a gun.
Normally, I bring my son for sure.
Yeah.
And my daughter eventually when she gets a little bit bigger. But you know, Easter bunny, the Easter bunny calls, and that takes precedence. So
You could find the
future year.
It's all right. I'm gonna wait until turkey season.
See, my family, we went hunting for the Easter bunny on Easter.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
That's what we did.
You could find the Easter bunny.
My brother, my little brother, who is 17, who's like the biggest hunter. He's always when he was like 8 years old, he said, "Sissy, why is Easter during bunny season?" During bunny hunting season, he's the same little boy who you would see him out before, like he'd be like in first grade, yeah. And he would go out in the morning in his little underwear, and he'd take his little BB gun or his 22, and he'd be like sitting behind a tree ready to shoot something. So, anyways, well,
that's what
family.
That's what they're doing is they're trying to catch that elusive,
I know,
egg hatching bunny.
Yes, yes.
Let me just clarify too. Again, we went Easter bunny hunting because the bunny was in the garden. And you can't have rabbits and bunnies in the garden.
No, you cannot.
Can't do it.
You cannot.
It's our food. All right, sorry.
All right.
I really get to go last? You guys are going to let me go last?
Yeah, we're going around. Okay, so
I got to find something better than what I was going to share.
Actually, I think that Jocelyn would appreciate who I'm about to share this from. So my social share is from Instagram as normal, and it's from a brand called Ink and Volt. So they are all about planning and productivity, and they have some pretty kick-ass planners. Mm. I still love paper planners.
Same.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go
so
girl.
So anyways, Ink and Volt shared this today, and I liked it and continued it on. And it's a quote, but life is not about how fast you run or how high you climb, but how well you bounce. Mm. So I like bounce that. Pretty
That's good.
I
That's
bounce
good.
Pretty good.
That's good, because as a hustler, maybe. Not everything's going to work out.
No, and that's okay.
But it's about getting back up.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I like that a lot.
That's really
that's
good.
Awesome.
Man. Give me a second while I find something better.
Just like Matt arriving to our corner of Southwest Michigan, we have set the bar high for you, Johnny.
Just
exactly.
So
we have hyped it
and
up.
And Johnny, just so you don't feel bad, there have been many times
yeah.
in our episodes where Kaylee really hypes up a social share, like really hypes yeah. it up, and then she can't find it, and so I have to stall for time.
Yeah.
No, it's all right. I've all already right. got this
okay.
one ready.
But then when I find it, it's awful, so I hope yours is not like that.
So don't fuck this up. That's
so,
basically what we're saying.
This is also why Matt and I are friends, and why I'm sharing this is because, you know, Instant Pots, like everybody loves the Instant Pots, right?
Yeah, yes.
Matt has one.
Yep. I broke one, and then I had to buy another one.
Do you yep. use it?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
And I thought this social share would go perfect with not only our friendship, but also our new friendship with this podcast, even though I've been friends with you guys for a while. You can now make wine. In an Instant Pot.
What?
Oh.
I just blew your mind.
You
I just blew
out.
Your mind.
Get the
fuck out. So how do you do that?
Can you share it with us?
Well, yeah. Okay. A lot of times I just share stuff. I don't actually read it.
It's like, this sounds
but
cool.
But in the car, I did
this
read
will
it.
Make me look
basically,
really cool if I share this.
From what it says, basically all you need is a big old jug of regular old grape juice, some sugar, a packet of red wine yeast, and... clear packing tape and a funnel.
This really sounds like prison wine is what this sounds like, honestly.
Yeah. Clear and packing tape and a funnel.
Yeah, yeah, you take it in an Instant Pot, you heat it up, and then you put it in your toilet.
Right. No, you do not. No.
It's like prison. It's
you can skip the last step.
Not. Oh, I'm no. like, you
I'm,
lost
I'm
me.
Kidding,
do you
I'm
have,
kidding.
Like, what are those called? Like a shank? Is that what that's
yes,
called in
yep.
prison? Do you have to have one of those as well?
Yep. But it's got to be made out of a toothbrush.
It does say it does take a long time. It takes like 48 hours, even though it's an Instant Pot and does it super fast.
Well, I mean, real wine takes like...
months.
Yeah, so that is instant, like relative.
Yeah, so Lauren. I mean, it may taste awful, but, you know, it's worth a shot.
Some of our past guests, I don't think, would approve of this.
Right? Lazy
no.
Ballerina Wine?
Yeah.
No.
I'm not sure that Lauren...
No,
yeah,
Lauren
this
would
is
not.
Gonna. Well,
so,
gonna think this
well
is
I'm gonna tell
idea.
Lauren about this, and I'm gonna put my name on it, and it's gonna be Johnny's toilet wine.
Johnny wine.
Oh, okay.
Johnny wine.
All right. So
Johnny on the pot instead of Johnny
oh,
on the spot.
Oh, look at that.
Shark Tank. This is a hobby.
Do you guys
want to
sell my
not
ideas right now? You guys want to get on the ground floor?
Well, you're.
I
social.
Think you should stick to slime.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go.
Jeez.
But
I'm
your
just
social
kidding.
Share did not
just...
disappoint.
All right.
You
thank
did
you.
Not.
Thank
you.
Thank
did not
you
disappoint.
Came through. So.
Do you think, though, if we put a couple of potatoes in the Instant Pot, we can make some vodka then or two? No? No?
I prefer vodka out of grapes, but.
Okay.
All right. I prefer Tito's to make my vodka.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would stick to the professionals.
Okay.
I've been
you
doing
know,
it for
was,
hundreds of years.
I was trying. I was trying to see. Yeah,
but it's worth a shot. Nice. I mean, I probably wouldn't actually drink that wine. I would stick to good stuff. Yeah.
Could you ruin your Instant Pot, though? I don't know. I mean, packing tape?
I don't know what you do with the packing tape, honestly. I don't know if you just toss it in there for extra ingredients and for extra flavor, but
I don't know.
All
right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us this week on Hustlin' and Heels.
Thank you for having us and letting us be the first and possibly last
men. You almost made Stacy snort, though. So
I knew I was just going to laugh the whole time, honestly.
Yeah. So this was actually, and it's Monday. We normally record on Thursdays.
Yes, we do.
It's Monday. So I think we kind of needed this.
Yeah. Why are we recording on Monday?
Because Thursday is International Women's Day. I know, listeners, by the time you listen to this, International Women's Day will have come and gone, but it's basically like Christmas for us. We're really excited.
Nice.
And we had to switch up our recording schedule.
We're going
to
be hanging out with Lauren.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Thursday. So yep,
and some other kick-ass women at Lazy Ballerina.
Well, I got you guys a present. It's that bottle of wine.
Thank you.
So happy International Women's Day.
Thank you so did that.
So much. We're going to drink this at our next podcast.
So you guys know where to find us at HIH Pod on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And if you have someone that you think we need to feature, we want to hear, let's chat at HIHpod.com.
Yep, you bet. And if you are in the greater Southwest Michigan area, make sure that you in the morning are flipping back and forth between 98.3 The Coast and 97.5 Y Country.
Yeah,
that would be good.
That was good. Good. The Matt Malone and Stacey Morning Show.
Matt, it's officially going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to tune in to see.
Matt, what do I have to do to make that happen?
We'll talk.
Okay, right. Off the air.
See you next week.
Hustlin' and Heels is an NBI Studios production. Your hosts are Stacey Carlin and Kaylee Gaines, and all views and opinions expressed on the shows are theirs and theirs alone. Your executive producer is Michael Bussing, and all music and artwork for the show was created by Shane Yoder with PutThemInASong.com. You can follow along with Stacey and Kaylee on all forms of social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at HIHpod. And you can also send the show an email to letschat@hihpod.com. Feel free to write into the ladies if you're hustling in heels, tennis shoes, work boots, slippers, socks, or barefoot. If you've got a question, comment, or to suggest a guest, or even if you'd like to be a part of the show. That's all we have today, so make sure you tune in next Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time for our next episode. But until then, keep on hustling, ladies.